Morning.
Morning.
I was blessed with what was shared already and praising God and just focusing on that this morning in songs. I think it's easy to be singing and not be thinking about what we're singing about. And I think if we can at least focus on at least part of the song and try not to get stuck too much on that, but to be praising God. This morning I'd like to look at Ephesians chapter 3, and kind of for a title is the church and the individual. How does that apply? Let's begin with prayer. Lord, I thank you that we can come here together this morning to worship and to praise you and also to look into your word and pray that your word would be real in our lives and changing us. Thank you for your church and that we as individuals can join and be a light and a witness. Let's pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, probably start by reading the chapter, starting in verse 1 of Ephesians chapter 3. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you, Gentiles, if ye have heard the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge of the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God unto me, by the effectual working of his power. And to me, who am less than the least of all the saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now, unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness to access with confidence by the face of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is for your glory, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in earth, in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So we see in the beginning of the chapter that Paul is a prisoner of Jesus Christ. For you Gentiles, I think it's the context of Paul was in prison for preaching Christ, but we can see also that he was a prisoner of Christ in a way, under the control of Christ. And Paul knew his cause was for the Gentiles to know Christ, and he was willing to give his life for that cause. And Paul wanted them to hear about the grace that was given to them. It was in a time when the Gentiles knew who God was, but a lot of them didn't know about the love of Jesus, that Jesus had died for them. Paul wanted them to hear about that, and we see that Paul was called to preach among the Gentiles. Paul was to convey the message. So he had a message, and he was to take it to them. In Acts 9, verse 15. It says, "But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel." So Paul was called to go before people and to take the name of Jesus. And verse 3, we see that it calls it a mystery. He had the mystery revealed to him. Paul was given revelation for the reason to convey it to others, and he spent his life doing that. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 17, says, "And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon, or Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." So we see that Peter also had an understanding of Jesus, not from what he saw around him, but by what was revealed to him by the Father. And Paul seeing the importance of the gospel message and getting the gospel message to the people in an understandable way. So he wrote in few words for the purpose of them to be able to understand. So they could understand the truth of Christ. Paul wanted to make known the hidden truth of Christ as it was revealed to the apostles in Galatians 1, verse 15 and 16. It tells more about God, about Paul's calling. "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood." So we see that Paul was separated by God to reveal his Son, that he might preach among the Gentiles. And in verse 6, we see that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Part of the hidden truth of the Gentiles being fellow heirs, I think we tend to forget how far we were from the hope of the gospel before Christ came and before we heard of Christ. In Romans chapter 12, verse 5. says, so we being many are one body. So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. The body is one in Christ. As a church locally, we should be known as being one people. We are to have the, we are partakers in the promise of Christ. Paul knew his calling, and I think it's important that we also know our calling. Paul knew his calling was to minister, was a minister of the gospel. By the grace of God, Paul was given that ministry. Romans chapter 1, verse 5. Says, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Paul realized that apostleship meant obedience to the faith among all nations. Paul, an individual, was working by God's power, strengthening the church. So we see the individual and the church there. Says in verse 8, Paul says, unto me who am less than the least of all the saints is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. So God's power has effect. It was working through Paul, and we know what Paul did in his mission work and planting churches. But Paul says he is less than the least of all the saints, and I think we can kind of try to question that, because we think of Paul as being a great follower of Jesus and great minister of the gospel. But I think Paul realized, like he said in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 9, says, for I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. And Paul realized that without the grace of God, he was persecutor of the church. And as I was preparing for today, this earlier this week, it's a lot of struggles and a lot of spiritual battle, and so I was struggling with my attitude throughout the days. I realized that I really am less than the least in myself. And that's what Paul, I think that's what Paul came to. He was looking at his past and he realized it's less than the least of all the saints. And he received the grace of God and he was able to be a minister of the gospel. He received grace as a gift. He acknowledged it was given, and he didn't doubt it. He didn't doubt whether he was called. He didn't doubt whether he was able. He just accepted it as a gift and that it was given. And it was given for a reason, and he didn't just keep it for himself. Paul was enabled to preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, it says, to whom God would make known unto What is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory? So the message is brought hope. It's Christ living in me, and so we can be a light and a witness is when we let him shine in our lives. Paul wanted all men to see the relationship, the mystery, the fellowship of the Father and the Son that was hidden in God. As a people, we were far from even the knowledge of the fellowship, hidden the Trinity of God. And as Jesus came and he lived among us, he explained that. And then as it was revealed to the apostles, they conveyed it. God always has purpose, and he created so that now people out of every nation might demonstrate God's mercy in salvation. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9 and 12. Says, chapter in verse 9, it says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. And then verse 12, it says, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you is the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. So the gift of salvation through Jesus, even the angels can't experience the gift of salvation. And we as the church are to make the vast wisdom of God known. It says in verse 10, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. And the purpose is an eternal purpose, and it's in Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, we see, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. We are a chosen people. See in verse 12, we have access is through Jesus. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we see we have access through Jesus. We can come boldly. In Hebrews 4, verse 16, it says, therefore let us come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And then in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. And in verse 35, it says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. We are to hold on to our confidence in Jesus. We have access because we have an advocate in 1 John 2, verse 1. Says, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. See that Paul's desire was for his tribulation to lead to their faith, lead to they were to embrace Paul's tribulation, to embrace Paul and to learn. In Ephesians 1, verse 14, in Philippians 1, verse 14, it says, and many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. So, Paul's example was bringing confidence in the word. And the apostles lived their lives for the salvation of others, not for themselves, but for the salvation of others. See, Paul's life was yielded to God in prayer and in life. Paul had a cause. His cause was for others to find salvation. Paul's prayer was that the Father would grant them according to the riches of his glory. We see what are those riches in Philippians 4:19. It says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So they are what supply our needs. So that we can be strengthened by his Spirit in the inner man. In the heart. Paul's desire was that Christ would dwell in their hearts. He takes faith so we don't give up. It takes an indwelling so that we, being rooted and grounded in love, and is the love of Christ what grounds us? Because I think we try to find something stable in life. We try to find something that we can count on. Is it the love of Christ that grounds us? Colossians chapter 1, verse 23. Says, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Continuing in the faith, Christ being the foundation that grounds us, we can begin to comprehend with the saints. Without those roots in the love of Christ, we can't comprehend with the saints. And another question is, are we with the people of God? I think it says, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depths and height. Could be, are we with the saints? And it can be the saints that have already comprehended. So are we with the people of God? In the presence of the saints, God wants to show us the dimensions of the love of Christ. When the people gather together without being rooted in love, can find conflict and not the fullness of God. God's desire is that we would be filled with the fullness. So let's be rooted and grounded in love. And then as we're together and throughout the week, we can experience the fullness of God and growing in Him.